Dear friends, I am Yeshua. I am your brother. We are equals. I am here today to share with you some insights on your soul's journey, your soul's evolution. And as I share these insights with you, I ask you to not just hear me, listen to me with your mind, but also to remember with your heart what I'm speaking about. You have all gone through many, many lives on earth, and you are moving up again. It's when you enter as a soul the cycle of incarnation, the cycle of going into form, into matter, into a body, and experience life from this perspective, it's a kind of narrowing down. And you could also describe it as going down into the sea of duality, that the dimension of duality. You kind of lose yourself, but this self-loss is creative in nature. It's, you can also describe it as a kind of fragmentation process. You become divided, you are split up into fragments. If you look at all of your past lives and you don't see them in terms of a linear, like pieces that are arranged in a linear fashion, one coming after the other, but if you just see them from above, so to speak, just ever so many fragments split up by linear time, then you get a notion of what happened to you. You became fragmented, split up, and this sounds painful, and it was painful, but it's also a deeply creative act from the soul, and basically it's God or spirit itself which chose this fragmentation. You are still spirit when all of this happens to you, so it's not, you do not truly become separated, but you experience it like that. And first of all, I'd like you to not just hear, but to feel inside that this process of becoming human and becoming limited, becoming caught or to dwell inside a form of a body, flesh and blood, to narrow down your consciousness to the five physical senses and the mind that is given to you in a human body. All of this, as you look upon it now, it just seems like you are falling, that you fell down from a state of grace, that you were thrown out of paradise, and that you had to go on this terrible journey of pain and suffering. But this is how you look at it now, because you have already reached the extremes of this journey, the extremes and the painful extremes of duality, and you are ready to move beyond it. And it's when you are ready to move beyond it, then you then the pain reaches such an acute level that you can hardly understand why you ever wanted to embark on this journey, why you ever wanted to experience these extremes. And then you cannot grasp the creativity that's behind this whole process. And so I would like to take you back to this beginning when you were a young soul and you had this kind of deep instinctual desire or passion. It's like a fire. You had this passion to jump out, so to speak, jump out of oneness. And you had this craving for life, for going into the new, going into the unknown, jumping into the darkness in a way, into, because that which is not yet known can be seen as darkness. And there was this drive inside you, but it's actually within spirit, this drive for expansion, exploration. And it's really the deepest passion behind it is the desire for more consciousness. And consciousness will turn itself inside out in order to expand more. And this is actually what happened to you on a micro level, so to speak. You as a soul are a reflection of the entire cosmos, the entire universe, on a micro level. And you are all like these drops in an infinite ocean of divinity, of life, of the ocean that spirit is. But you are all unique, but you're all similar in the sense that you are all reflecting the whole in your own unique way. And you wanted this, you wanted to experience yourself as this unique drop in the ocean. And in order to do so, you had to part, you had to separate yourself from oneness. I am speaking in human concepts now, so it's very difficult to express what happened exactly. So that's why I ask you to tune into what I'm saying with your heart, not just your mind, because it's very hard to grasp with in conceptual terms what happened. To make it more vivid or more easy to imagine, think of a child who is about to learn something new. The child feels immensely drawn to this new thing that he or she wants to learn, and at the same time it's very afraid. It's like a part of the child says, no, I will never leave the safety or the comfort of my mother's or father's embrace, and I will stay where I am. But the another part of the child is very adventurous and can't wait to get out and explore something new. So you have both parts inside of you, and you can imagine that as a young soul, you had this immense urge to venture out, to be born in a way into a void, to be thrust out of the mother's womb. The mother's womb is like a state of sleep in a way, unconsciousness, but a very sweet state of unconsciousness. You are not aware of any boundaries. You feel a kind of blissful oneness. yet there's something stirring inside of you, like there's got to be more than this. There is this desire for expansion, this curiosity. And this part of you is getting more and more present. It wants to jump out. And although it feels scary, you also feel it's unavoidable, that at some point you will do it. And then remember that you just did it. You decided to break free and jump into the water, so to speak. Compare entering the cycle of incarnations as jumping into the ocean of life, and you're not able to swim yet. You have no concept of swimming. And so you go down under and you struggle to breathe. And even though that's painful, you are determined to learn. To instinctively, you will find your way up to the surface and you take that first deep breath of life. And souls, when they are at the very beginning, they experience this first breath of life differently, uniquely, because you are truly unique. And as you go through this first plunge into darkness, into the unknown, darkness just meaning the unknown, exploring the new, you for the first time you experience emotions you had experienced feelings before in this state of oneness, this that I compare to being inside a womb. You experienced some kind of feelings in an ethereal sense, like vibrations, like atmospheres, very subtle and refined, and it was a kind of dreamlike state. And when you jump and get immersed into what I will call duality, the emotions are much more specific and sharp and distinct in nature. Emotions such as fear, despair, or triumph and excitement, all these are very strong energies for the soul, and they are new to the soul, and so it has to learn how to handle them, how to cope with them. It first is just in the process of experiencing them. And do remember what that was like. You are now often fighting with your emotions when you experience anger or fear or despair or depression, all these emotional states, you tend to dislike them and want to move beyond them. And well, I now just would like to draw your attention to the fact that the very existence of these emotions, whether they are positive or negative, good or bad, it's a kind of completely different stage of experience and of creativity for the soul. When you look at it from this very big, this grand perspective of the soul's evolutionary journey, when you first were thrown into these emotions, that was a very special event. it's not necessary to speak about it in terms of good or bad. It's just new, a new experience. And I'd like you to now truly connect from the heart with yourself as the young soul you once were, entering your first lifetimes, being embodied, and to remember what that was like. And you had your own unique experience. And of course, it's hard for the human mind to grasp what really happened, even to see it in terms of time, like some distant past. It's not really like that, but to help you get a grasp on what happened to you, just imagine that you were thrown into deep waters, and that somehow you managed to go up and reach the surface of the water, and you are in a body and you catch your first breath. You are breathing, and this breath, this in-breath, is symbolic of breathing in life, embodied life, life inside duality, and everything, all the experiences it offers. And just remember this first breath of life. Allow your intuition, your heart, your imagination to get you in touch with these first experiences, and feel what they were like for you. It can be a mixture of emotions. Feel them, remember them. And as you do so, as you go there, respect yourself. As a young soul, you were full of life. Life moving towards new awareness, new experience, new insight, new knowledge. And in this early stage of your life cycle, early stage of life as a unique soul, I'd like you to identify first your basic fear, and second your basic joy. By that I mean, when you are thrust into this experience of duality, there is this ambiguity, this ambivalence, which is also inside the child, which I mentioned before, the child that wants to, is afraid to learn something new, but also very eager to learn it, to embrace it, to go through it. So what was your biggest fear? And try to make it specific. When you go to this early stage of experience, it's actually the experience of being born into duality as a unique soul. What is your basic fear? Do you feel alone, lonely, abandoned, or are you angry? Are you sad? Are you struggling with the loss of control? Do you miss the safety of the mother womb, the womb of oneness? identify your emotions, which come from fear. And then next, tune into the emotions of joy and excitement that are also part of you, that made you do it, made you go into this adventure. What gives you joy? What makes you feel excited about this journey? What are you curious about? At this stage, you don't yet have words or concepts for it. You're at the very beginning, but now you, listening to this message, you are able to find the words to clearly see the emotion, the passion that was inside of you. Remember it and thereby see it clearly, become aware of it. What is the joy of experience for you? What makes it exciting and meaningful? What makes your soul happy, passionate, excited, joyful? You know that these basic emotions, these levels of feelings having to do with either fear or joy, are still within you throughout the whole cycle of lifetimes of incarnations on Earth and elsewhere. These feeling tones have been a part of you. You are unique as a soul, and your feelings, you are like a unique instrument with a certain certain vibration, and part of your journey is to get to know who you are. What is your unique vibration? What are your unique qualities or fears and joys? And as you tune into your joy, the joy that is inside your soul about this whole journey, then you will also get a glimpse of who you are in the awakened state, who you are and will be when you are fully conscious. Because the seeds of awakening are already present inside the soul at the very beginning. It is these seeds which give you the sense of excitement and joy, the passion, the urge to jump and go ahead with it. The seeds of enlightenment were already there inside you. It was not something bad or sinful that made you jump into the dimension of duality and go into this huge journey of experience. It was your divinity, the seeds of light, the seeds of consciousness inside you, which made you do it. This is essentially a positive journey. And I am fully aware that you do not experience it as such. In many moments, you resist or reject this journey. And I will go into this now. I will go into the reason why the journey can become very intense and painful. But first of all, I would like you to feel and remember in your heart both the fear and the joy that were inside you at the beginning, at the very beginning. And I want to share with you that your journey throughout all these incarnations is truly and deeply meaningful. Joy is one of the biggest impulses and engines behind creation. And so why has it become so difficult? That's what many of you are asking yourselves, or asking spirit. Why all this suffering? Why is it so hard to get out? And all of you who are listening to this message are already going up, meaning that you are ready to move beyond unconscious creation. By that I mean that you have developed a state of awareness from which you can see your own emotions, and especially the emotions and thoughts and behavioral patterns coming from fear. You are developing the awareness that you are able to choose between fear and joy, or between fear and love. So you are all becoming more aware of your of the fact that you are the creator of your inner states, and thereby also of the outer states, the outer events that are happening to you. However, a part of you is stuck, seems stuck, and so this part of you is in a way still a young soul, growing into maturity as a soul is not something that happens very smoothly. It's up and downs, and parts of you can still be stuck in ignorance and fear, while other parts have become very evolved and wise. It's this strange mixture. This is full of paradox and irony, and you're all very familiar with it. It's called being human. And so you are all inside this mixture and feeling very ambiguous about life, human life. And to put it very simply, what keeps you stuck now is your basic fear. What you're just now looking into, tuning into, somehow this fear, although you are more aware now than ever, somehow this fear still has a grip on you and is pulling you back. It's like blocking you from moving into greater awareness. And remember about fear: when you are in a state of fear, you feel you are powerless. You feel you have no power, no control of the forces that are threatening you, that are harming you. You feel like you're a victim, you're weak. And so when you are in a state of fear, you feel extremely alone and vulnerable. Now, I'm asking you to go to the state of joy that you also just tuned into, and feel how expanded, how expansive your awareness is when you are in a state of joy. It's not that you feel very tough or strong, it's just a sense of natural abundance and joy, in a state of light and trust that you are in. And trust is exactly what is lacking when you are in a state of fear. There's no trust, no sense of safety. So you don't believe you can simply surrender and have faith. Now, I am inviting you to truly let in the vibration of joy. It's extremely powerful. It's the fountain of life. It's the enlightenment you're looking for. It's the seeds that were already inside you at the very beginning. It's why you started this whole journey. It's why you left the womb of oneness. Remember this joy, this abundance, this sense of adventure, this certainty that you are safe, that you are sacred, that you are part of the whole, that you are spirit. And allow this fountain of joy, of life, of abundance, allow it to flow into your fear. You're ready now to let go of this fear. You know that it will bring you no good. That there is indeed no truth to it. Fear may present itself as something very rational, like it makes good sense, but it doesn't. Fear narrows you down, makes you smaller, makes you want go back on your journey instead of moving forward. Fear makes you repeat patterns that are painful to you. Fear makes you cling to a parent like a child does. The child, but you are no longer a child. You are mature now, and the parent that you are clinging to in your imagination when you are afraid, this parent doesn't know what is the right thing for you. It's more ignorant than you are. You are wiser than this parent. You have moved beyond the consciousness of this parent. This is what happened to you going through this whole journey of evolution, that going through all these experiences, as your awareness is growing and growing, you are becoming wiser and wiser. But when fear grips you, you forget about your wisdom. You do not trust it. You do not have faith in yourself. But you cannot go back. There is no parent there who can take away your sorrows. You have already moved beyond this stage. You are not a child anymore. Embrace your wisdom. Feel your light and the sparkle of joy that wants to grow and grow inside your heart. Do not play this game of ignorance anymore. When you truly own your journey, when you acknowledge what you have gone through, your experiences, then you get in touch with the wisest part of you and you let go of the fear. It may not happen all at once, but just remember that to the part of you that is still stuck in fear, the young part, the young soul that's lingering inside of you, to her or him, you are now the parent. You are now the parent. So whenever you feel stuck in a state of fear or depression or lack of faith, lack of trust, lack of safety, be the parent to this part of yourself, this unconscious part. You are so much bigger and vaster than this part of yourself. I invite you to truly embrace the seeds of enlightenment inside you, to nourish them with your light, your joy, your playfulness, your sense of adventure and excitement, to remember it and ignite this part of you, which was already there at the beginning and is waiting now to fully blossom. You are not a young soul anymore, and please thank and appreciate the young soul you were, the courage it showed, the willingness to go through the depth of experience, the extremes of duality. Its courage, its brashness, its ignorance even. Appreciate it, respect it, marvel at it, and then own your wisdom, own your maturity. You are loved and cherished, and an undeniable part of creation, of spirit, of the whole. We love you. Thank you.